Today, Hemel will look at the way others think about us and whether that can affect us at all.
Can the way that people think about you affect you? Well, this is the thing. If someone thinks a certain way about you, let's say in a negative way, but you're in a different way, and you stay in your flow, you'll miss them. You won't meet, or the rendezvous won't happen because you're mismatches energetically. And if it does happen to happen, hypothetically speaking, on some level, if you're in your flow, it doesn't matter. You know, you want to be self-referential in terms of connected to your flow, your source, your God, your divinity, whatever it is, your angels, your whatever it might be, your spirit, whatever you resonate with, connect to that. That connection is more important than the connection on the outside. When you get the connection on the inside right, the connections on the outside take care of themselves. Otherwise, if we're looking for solace on the outside, we can be very up and down, basically. We can be very up and down because it's actually we've got to get the connection and the alignment within ourselves. So in a sense, is your projection accurate? You know, we have more. Let's focus on what are you projecting through your alignment, or are you projecting through your misalignment? So, and if you're projecting through your misalignment, you'll start to see broken pieces around you. But if you're in your flow, you'll start to see what's right. In fact, you may just start to be in your groove and enjoy doing things and not thinking about whether they're right or not right. You just take it as it is, and it's all right, however it is. If you get what I mean? You know. When we're in our groove and we're in our flow, we tend not to think so much. We tend to be instinctive. We tend to be in our flow in terms of responsive and instinctive and intuitive and so on and so on. And it's actually not whether something is one way or another. It's almost like when this is just, again, an analogy that comes to my mind. It's like when let's say someone's not in their flow and they're hitting a tennis ball, okay, with a tennis racket. It's like they feel they've got to get it exactly right and the exact angle, etc. When someone's in their flow, and this is just an analogy, when someone's in their flow, they'll hit the ball anywhere and it'll be right. So because they're in their groove, they're in their zone, basically. So it's like it doesn't. When you're in your flow, it doesn't quite matter where things are at because wherever they're at, they're perfect because that's how you see the world. Because you're in your groove, you see solutions because there is no problem. You know, when you're connected to who you are, you connect through the eyes of God, you could say, the eyes of divinity. So you don't see problems. You see, you see the way, the perfection that it is. It's just when we get into our ego, our negative emotions, our resistance, we start to see cracks, we see things that are wrong, etc., etc. But when you're connected to who you are, the divinity or the God aspect of who you are, you don't see problems. You just see things as they are. That's it. And you respond to it. And so it's perfect from that place. And of course, because of your energetic alignment, you get better results. Like I said, we have a few questions, so I'm just sort of going to share more content with you on these questions. If you have something you want to add or comment or ask on the call, you're very welcome. It's 5 and star, if you'd like to ask. So let me just cover that. The question is, how can you get out of the way of this projection energy being directed and felt your way, or your own being perceived of what someone is doing to you? So how do you get out of the way? Don't give it your attention. Withdraw. Step away. So that's what you do. Step away. Put your attention on what matters. So the more attention you give it, the more relevance you give it, the more you start to entertain the belief that other people's thoughts do affect you, other people's choices do affect you. You're now your attention now is actually giving credence to other people's power than your own power. So that's, so when you, and there's nothing wrong with other people, it's just remembering your own power. That's what I'm saying, really. So it's okay to remember other people's power, but it's also important to remember your own power, okay? And other people's power serves them, and your power serves you. And where there's a match, and there's a coming together, and if it's mutually beneficial, that's when you co-create, okay? And that's what we're getting at. So it's really about that. It's about co-creating when there's a match. So it's about other people having their own importance, you having your own importance, but not, not when it comes to, it's like, it's not for you to step into their reality and tell them what they should be doing so much. I mean, you can influence them and guide them, etc., and that's up to how much they allow, and vice versa. But it's about you staying true to your flow and your groove, because no one knows your connection to your divinity the way that you do. Okay, my book talks about this more, physical, non-physical. So the relationship between the physical and the non-physical, no one can step into your shoes and experience the connection through your emotions and your intuition, the connection with the non-physical aspect or the spirit aspect of who you are. So no one can do that. So no one knows what you really want and how you feel about what you want. No one can know that. Hence, no one can decide and judge on your behalf because they can't feel it. And vice versa. You can't do the same for them either. You can guide them, you can suggest to them, you can influence them, you can share your experience, and that's just more data for them to make the conclusions they choose to make, as you do too, but you can't step into their shoes and make choices for them until you actually live it through their skin, which you can't, because you're here to live the life that you're here to live, and vice versa. So, to answer your question, how can you get out of the way of the energy being projected and felt your way? I would say don't stand in the way. Just, you know, what is important to you? I think what happens with some people who feel they're quite sensitive, etc., they give a lot of credence to other people's energy. And that, my view is that, I say that belief, but of course it's very real for them. You know, the reality that you perceive of other people's energy, that in itself is what's adding to that energy. So instead, put the emphasis on your own energy. So the emphasis you give on other people's energy, put it on your energy. Okay? Because I think what happens for a lot of people is they have a reality that other people, they're very maybe oftentimes very intuitive and be empathic, and they're sensitive to other people's energies and so on and so on, psychic, etc., etc. And they put a lot of emphasis on other people's energies. I would say put your attention on your own energy in the same respect, if not more so, because that's truly, at the end of the day, your life experience will come down to your energy, not theirs, because the only relevance their energy has is when you draw into your energy and you mix your energy up. And if it serves you, that's fine. But then it's really, you know, realizing the distinction between their energy and your energy. So it only really matters when, you know, other people's stuff matters when you bring it into your experience. That's it. By your attention to it, by your openness to it, by your suggestibility to it. And, you know, we can talk about energy, we can talk about persuasion, suggestibility, etc., etc. It's really, I think, it's about you being clear on what you want, what's important to you, what your priorities are, and your own power. And if you put the emphasis on that, you're then not letting in things that are not relevant to that. And at times, people may question you. They may doubt you. They may make you feel guilty. They may belittle you. That's their stuff. That's, and it may not always be deliberate, but that's a persuasion tactic. You know, if they demoralize you, if they make you question yourself, you're more suggestible to what they're offering, and they may have a vested interest in what they're offering. My view is that's your choice, first of all, but I think it's always about trusting your own instincts. It's okay if you don't know everything. It's okay if sometimes you get things wrong. I believe that, you know, it's okay if you stumble and fall and you pick yourself up and you learn through your experience, but it's like getting in tune more with your own instincts and your own intuition. When I work with clients one-to-one, or even when I do the group calls, my intention really is to help you connect to who you are and help people from their flow with the answers that are relevant to them. And so, you know, at times I might ask someone a question and they'll tell me something. I'll ask them more about how they feel about it, their intuition, etc., and help them to their answer to it. So it's really about, you know, being in your power, basically. No one can be in that place. And so people may try and influence you. They may try and belittle you. They may try and make you question yourself. They may dig up the past. They may bring out things, they may bring out examples of experiences when you got things wrong. Is that really important? You know, so what? You know, it's okay if you've made mistakes. It's okay if you've made mistakes all your life. But it's like when you step into your power, your life changes. It changes in a heartbeat. So it's like, you know, when you put yourself in your zone, in your flow, you know, the resources of the whole universe are at your disposal at that moment. So it's like when you tune into who you are, it all changes. I was going to say an equalizer. It's actually more than that. It's much more than that. So, you know, when you're in your zone, things happen. Mountains move, literally. You know, all sorts of things happen and move. All sorts of resources shift around. And synchronicities happen. And many of you I know have been having that. You know, you've been having experiences where you went like, wow, I wouldn't have imagined that happening a while ago. And it has been happening for you. Many of you have said that. So that's what happens. It's when you get into that place that all these things happen. So it's really in your own power. So it's okay if people want to belittle you, but it's really how much you want to entertain that. And maybe also, you know, maybe that's something about their personality and where they want to go in terms of the relationship with you or the friendship or whatever with you. But, you know, what's the emphasis that you want to have in terms of where you go? You know, when you're around someone who believes in you and your spirit, you'll feel uplifted, you'll feel alive, you'll feel free, you'll feel life is enjoyable. So, you know, use your intuition as to what's best for you as well.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to pop over to Hemel's website, www.hemelradia.com. That's www.hemelradia.com. Here you can download some free chapters from Hemel's book, Find You and You Find Everything. See you next time.